Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The ceasefire, precarious, but back on track. We'll talk more about that. But first, we have our investigative reporter with us, Nanette Holt. Good morning, Nanette. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. And what's this? We've got some partnerships forming. We're doing a really good job in Florida based on what the governor's done, law enforcement and ICE dealing with immigration. Give me the scoop.
Yeah, you know, I'm a native Floridian, sixth generation, so I've been kind of interested in why Florida is so different from these. You know, you hear about these big protests against ICE, the federal agents removing illegal immigrants who didn't get permission to be here. They're removing them according to federal law. And in a lot of these big Democrat-run cities, things are unraveling. There's violence. There's violence against the agents. You know, leadership in the cities, they are preventing these immigrants from being removed. So what's different in Florida? Why don't we have these protests here? I started digging, found that the guy who is in charge of all this, his name is Dave Kerner-Zyunge. He's 42, and he's the executive director of the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Doesn't sound like he would be leading Florida's efforts to remove illegal immigrants, but he manages the approximately 2,000 Florida Highway Patrolmen.
Oh.
And they have partnered. They've gotten this force of men and women special training so that they can work with ICE on these missions. They actually have ICE embedded with the Highway Patrol. They have Highway Patrolmen that are exclusively dedicated to finding these folks. And the thing that is so interesting about this guy is his Alachua connection, and he's a Democrat. He's a Democrat appointee of Governor Ron DeSantis, who is, you know, very conservative Republican. He appointed this guy. So what did he see special in this guy? And I can tell you from working with him on this story to find out more, he's really a good leader, and he's a law and order guy. And this is his state. This is the state he loves. He comes from a law enforcement background. And here's his Alachua connection. You ready? When he was going to the University of Florida as an undergrad, he became a police officer when he was 19 years old. When he was 20, he was Alachua's Police Officer of the Year. Wow. Then he went to Levin School of Law. I think I mispronounced it when I was here last. Got his law degree, ended up in the Florida House. He ended up being a prosecutor. And he ended up in the Florida House. And he was mayor of Palm Beach County. And then that's DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, put him on the task force to reopen Florida. Remember during COVID when we were shut down? We were going to be shut down 2 weeks to slow the spread? So we had to have a task force. How are we going to reopen the state that we shut down? He was part of that. And I just think it's so interesting because, you know, we get really focused on the R or the D. But this guy is a big D, and he is removing the illegal immigrants from our state.
Well, he's a person clearly that can put politics aside to do whatever the job is that he's appointed to do. That's how you're supposed to do it. it shouldn't be, you know, an R and a D thing. Unfortunately, that has crept in, and it's you see it. I mean, we saw it with the FBI and some of those folks, how they were working to undermine then candidate Trump, then President Trump. But no, that's a great story. I like that. It sounds like he's a good guy, and it's clear he's doing a good job because they've been highly successful in this.
Well, they have, you know, since March, since they got this special training in March, they have removed more than 5,000 illegal immigrants from the state of Florida in this cooperation with ICE. Really interesting. He told me about 45% of those they have removed were legitimate gotaways. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term gotaways, but the gotaways are the people who came into our country without checking in, without, you know, most of them do check in, we think, we're not sure, but these gotaways are the ones that come across the border running, however they come through. They are trying to escape notice. They don't want us to know who they are. There's no documentation. And what they're finding when they get these folks is that most of them have very serious crimes in other countries.
Criminal background.
Mostly, you know, rape, pedophilia, crimes against children, murder, you know, big stuff.
And a lot of them carry drugs to kind of pay their way to get across, if you will. So you've got that going on. So that's great. Hey, you mentioned UF earlier. They dismantled their DEI program some time ago, we thought. And we've got a couple of insiders there that have mentioned, it hasn't really gone away. And apparently you've looked into it as well.
Well, yeah, and I've got to say that some really strong reporting has been done anonymously, but well documented. So the sources are there for you to see with your own eyes by a group of people that have to be anonymous based on their position that run an X account called Commies on Campus. And they have taken great interest in this effort to dismantle DEI in the Florida universities for whatever reason. They are very well connected at UF, and they have been able to produce videos showing high-level faculty members, including the provost, Provost Glover, instructing other faculty members to hide any DEI, to get around it so they can continue to promote their values to students. So we all know what DEI means. And, you know, one of the most disturbing things that I found as I was reviewing the documents, this account actually contacts me and sends me things directly. What I saw was, you know, some of the things they're hiding seem to suggest there have been serious crimes against minors. One of them was they're supposed to leave all these departments at UF are supposed to leave their syllabi for their courses online, available to view by the public for 5 years. There was one that, for Latin American studies, that had pulled down all of their syllabi. Well, when people started digging into it, they saw that some of the required coursework for Latin American studies was to read some work, I have in air quotes, by a researcher who described in great detail that while he was working as a researcher, he was enjoying sexual pleasures with youth, and described that in great detail.
With youth. Minors.
Now, I saw this with my own eyes, this coursework, and it was shocking how explicit. Imagine that. Now they're being told, you know, can we scrub this stuff? Can we get this stuff down? We don't want that showing up. But there also seems to be an ongoing effort, and you can see the videos of in the interview process with people being considered to be brought in high levels of leadership, that, you know, maybe this is still going on and being encouraged to continue.
Wow. Do you have, we don't have much time. Real quick, anything breaking, different, new about Antifa? Are they an organized group? I mean, I think it's clear that they are, but are we making any inroads there?
You know, people are who are against whatever President Trump does say you can't call them a terrorist organization because they're not an organization. It's just an ideology, and you can't lump them all together. Well, I managed a reporter who was covering Antifa activities, and we knew that they were well connected because of the way they treated him. If he he was attacked in Washington D.C. in 2022 when he was covering the overturning of Roe v. Wade. They actually tried to deafen him with some air horns directly in his ears. Miraculously, he kept his hearing. He, for some reason, put in earplugs that day. Had never done it before.
Oh my gosh.
When he contacted a Florida Antifa group for comment on a story months later, they responded with a picture of him in Washington and said, "We heard we made you deaf."
Wow.
They also responded with his parents' address.
Oh, wow.
And in person, they told him that they asked him if he had heard that reporters who cover Antifa often disappear.
Wow.
That happened in state after state. He was identified. And they let him know that we have put your picture on our boards all over the country. So, I mean, they told him they were connected. I don't buy this. They're not connected. They're not a terrorist organization because I've seen it myself.
Agree 100%. There's great evidence right there. Nanette Holt, always a pleasure. We look forward to hearing from you again soon.
I can't wait to be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.